Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity. This is your girl Tay, ready and hoping to help you all figure out how to keep a positive mindset in the midst of a world that can seem to be full of so much negativity. This week, I want to take a moment to talk about something that I've noticed a lot of people will only talk about behind closed doors, but I never really seen or heard anyone speak about it in the spotlight. And that's Christians tarnishing the church. Now, I recently seen someone post something on Facebook about how people in the church have shamed them and made them feel, basically, for lack of better words, like shit because of various reasons. One of those reasons being their sexuality. I myself have experienced mixed emotions and treatment when it comes to people in the church and how they have reacted or responded to me or have had something to say about the way that I choose to carry myself. But I'll get there in a minute. Now, I know there are some of you that are listening that have either by now sucked your teeth or even cocked your head to the side, either in your head or out loud has said, "Now here we go." But give me a few minutes to explain to you why I've said what I've said. For those of you who know me, y'all know that I grew up in the Baptist church. As early as I can remember, I remember my parents taking me and my little brother to church every Sunday morning. We would get up early enough to make sure that we were there in time for Sunday school and morning worship. It wasn't just about getting there in enough time to hear the pastor preach. They made sure that we took in all that was there to be taught and that we learned what it meant to get up and go to church. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I can't remember the exact age, but I do remember me being the one to tell my mom that I wanted to join the church. She never asked me, nor did her or my dad try to force me to join the church as something that was obligated for me to do. I just decided one day in my heart that I wanted to be baptized and that I wanted to join a church and that I wanted to sing on a choir and so forth. And I loved it. As I grew older and I was able to experience singing on the choir, being in missionary groups like the Sunshine Band and Teens for Christ Ministry, I felt like I had become a part of an even bigger family. And like I had become a part of something that was making a difference in our community, spiritually, and also making a difference for me spiritually and emotionally. But the older I got and the more I started to grow into the person that I was becoming, and learning how to understand the feelings that I was finding myself having, I started noticing things within a church that I hadn't noticed before. Now, when I was in first grade, I remember looking at my teacher and just thinking how pretty she was. I remember thinking that she was just gorgeous, being in awe and looking at her and remembering her smile and the curly blonde hair, and I couldn't wait to get to school and sit in her class every day. Looking back on it now, the older I got, I realized that she was actually my first female crush. As I grew older, I would find myself looking at women and girls and thinking about how pretty they were, and I would just be infatuated looking at them. Back in the day, you couldn't tell me that J-Lo wasn't bae for me. But at first, I didn't really understand that my looking at these different women and being so stuck on how pretty I thought they were was actually me being attracted to them. It didn't really hit me that I was attracted to women until I got older, and seeing a pretty girl would start to make me feel other feelings. Having grown up in a Baptist church, I would sometimes hear the pastor preach damnation to people that were involved in different types of sin, and one of those sins was being involved in homosexual relationships. Back then, I really didn't act on any of those feelings because, one, I was too shy, but also because I was taught that having those types of feelings were wrong, and that if I had those types of feelings and acted on them, that I was sure to go to hell. So, as a kid growing up, trying to figure out who I was and who I am as a person and trying to grow spiritually, I started to feel conflicted with who I was and who I thought I was supposed to be in God's eyes. I remember one time when I was on a church trip to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, and it was a group of us from the choir, and we were all hanging out and talking. And one of the young men that I was hanging out with asked the rest of us in the group if we all thought that we were saved. And for the first time, I honestly didn't know how to answer that question. But in the moment, I didn't hesitate and I told him no. When he asked me why my response was what it was, I told him, or asked him rather, how can I be saved if we are being taught that living our lives in certain ways means that we're going to hell? And I remember him looking at me, and I knew I was actually going to have to say it out loud for the first time in order for him to understand why I was saying what I was saying. But for some reason, speaking to the group of peers from my church that were on the same choir with me, I didn't feel afraid to tell them that I liked girls and that me wanting to be in a relationship with girls was why I thought that I wasn't saved. In that moment with my peers, I felt a flood of emotions. Not just because I had just come out to a group of people that I looked at like family and grew up with, and since it was also a sense of relief that I had gotten out of finally being able to say what I said out loud for the first time. But the response I got from each of them was not the response I was actually expecting. We all went to the same church and heard the same sermons, but not one of them made me feel like, nor did they affirm my thoughts of me going to hell because of who I like. In fact, they helped me realize that my belief and love for God is the reason why I was saved, and that I am the person that I am because He made me the person that I am. And that regardless of what thoughts were flooding my mind when it came to my own salvation, talking with them made me realize that who I love doesn't automatically determine where my soul is going. Now, after that experience in South Carolina, I told myself that I would allow myself to respectfully be me in every aspect of my life, and that also included in church. And that's exactly what I did. But then there was this one Sunday when the choir that I sung on, it was the Teens for Christ and Pastor's Choir, but we ended up being called the Unified Voices. And we were singing, and I remember it being Black History Month, and instead of wearing what we usually wore, everyone either had a kente scarf, where it was a scarf for the sopranos and altos and a bow tie for the tenors. I was an alto, so I had a scarf. But instead of tying the scarf around my neck the same way the other ladies had done, I tied mine around my neck like a necktie. Before we can even fully get lined up and get ready to march in, one of the older members of the church came over to me and told me to take the scarf from around my neck the way I had it, like, and told me that I'm not a man. I will never forget that feeling I had in that moment. My eyes filled with tears that I had to fight back and hold back, and I just simply did what I was told and took the scarf from around my neck and I put it in my pocket. Never did it cross my mind when I tied that scarf around my neck that I wanted to be a man or portray that in any way. I simply wanted to wear the scarf the way I felt comfortable wearing the scarf. I felt horrible after that moment, to the point where I didn't even want to be at church anymore. I didn't think that anyone else was paying attention or witnessed what had happened between me and the lady until another one of the members of the choir came over to me and pulled me to the side. At first, I was thinking, God, now what did I do? But then she told me that she heard what the other lady said to me and told me to take the scarf out of my pocket and put it back on the way I wanted to wear it. She told me not to let the other person make me feel upset because of the way I wanted to wear my scarf, and for me to hold my head up and smile and not allow anybody to make me feel that way the other lady had just made me feel. Ashamed and belittled, and like it wasn't okay for me to be who I was. Now, before I go any further, I want to take a moment and say thank you, Miss Iris. I'm not sure if you listen to the podcast or not, but if you do, or if someone else that knows Miss Iris, whether it's her daughter Monique or anyone, please let her know I say thank you from the bottom of my heart, that you have no idea how much that moment meant to me then and how much of an impact I would later realize. How much you saying what you said to me that day would help me learn to walk in my truth and hold my head up high, and to do so unapologetically. Eventually, as I grew up into adulthood, I slowly stopped going to church. Not because I didn't believe or anything of that nature, but there were just too many contradictions for me. And after praying about it, I had to walk away and ask God to lead me where he felt was best for me to grow in him. When I say contradictions, the main one I'm referring to is how people in church can sit in my face and tell me how my life is predestined, that God already knew what my life was going to be before I was born, but then tell me that I'm going to hell in the next breath because of who I love. Pastors will preach you up and down about the things that you do that are not pleasing to God and preach damnation to you, but then in the next breath tell you that there's only one unpardonable sin, which we all know, and if we don't now, we know it's denying Christ. But if I were to ask those same Christians, if I were to ask God for forgiveness and never have denied him, but was in a relationship with a woman, would I make it into heaven? I'm almost certain that they would all tell me no. The same Christians that are supposed to be there to help bring people to God are the ones that are turning their noses up at people for who they love, for the decisions they've made when they were young, and felt like they had nowhere else to go but the street corners or any other way they decided to make their money. The same Christians that are so quick to judge that teenager that was pregnant or that young man in the gang are the same ones that will tell you, let he who is without sin cast the first stone, and that we're not supposed to judge one another. Now, please do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that all churchgoers are like this, because there are some Miss Irises and others like my parents that are in the church. But in my opinion, they just don't have as many numbers as the judgmental members that are there, making it harder for younger people to feel welcomed and able to be who they are in the house of God. Eventually, I did end up finding a church that was welcoming, and not once did anyone ever look at me like I was doomed for hell. I was ready to go all in with this church. If I didn't go in person every week, I was able to watch it live online and still get the word of God. But then there was something else that ended up turning me away from church. I had started getting into the word and reading the Bible and wanted to learn how to really understand everything that I was reading. And outside of Bible study, the pastor of the church was offering a class on understanding the word of God. So I was like, great, this is exactly what I needed. It's exactly what I wanted. So I went online and I filled out all the information so that I would be able to take the class. And when I got to the last part of the form, it asked for my credit card information. At first, I did the thing that dogs do. If any of you have dogs, you know how when they confused at what's going on, they turn their heads to the side. And I looked at the screen to make sure I was reading what I was reading correctly. The pastor was charging $100 per person to help them understand Bible scriptures. Now, it could just be me. Maybe I'm just cheap, or maybe I just overthink things, which I know for a fact sometimes I do, but I thought that it was ridiculous for a pastor to be charging its members to help them understand the Bible. On top of multiple offerings that you have in church on Sundays, your 10% tithing, then they're also asking for a first fruit Sunday offering, which is supposed to be your sacrificial seed that you're supposed to plant for the month. It just started to seem more and more like me, like the church was focusing on the amount of money that you were giving them to determine the type of blessings that you were going to be able to receive. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that you reap what you sow, but I don't believe that statement is fixated on only pertaining to financial reaping. I can keep going on and on about the experiences that I've witnessed firsthand that have tarnished my perception of the church, but I'm not trying to take away from anyone else's love or truth when it comes to their experiences that they've had. I am simply just speaking my truth. Now, as I grow older and I'm still trying my best to walk closer to God and live in His image as best that I can, I've come to the realization that the church and my perception of what it was may have been altered to what man has made the church to be. The church itself, by man and by those who go to church, have been visualized to us to simply be a building, a place of worship where those go to give God praise and to hear the word of God. When the more I've prayed about it and the more I've grown, that's not necessarily what the church is. The church is not simply a building. The church is more of an action. It's more of God living within you and how you allow God to use you as the vessel you are on earth. At least that's what I've come to thus far in my journey and my walk. And I'm learning all this daily by praying and reading the Bible and reading devotionals and asking God to clear my mind and soften my heart and touch my hands and guide my feet on a daily basis to give me the words that it is in which He's wanting me to speak, to allow people to see His image within me, that when they see me and they're around me, they feel like they're in the presence of the Lord. And that is what I have grown to believe, that the church is. And that's something that I want to keep praying to God to clarify for me moving forward, that just because I don't go to a building doesn't mean I don't go to church, doesn't mean I don't have church in me. But that's something that is between me and God to continue to work on. So I'm not gonna keep you all any longer than I already have. So I want you all to go on and have an amazing day full of success and positivity. I want you all to allow your light to shine bright, because you never know, someone else may see your positivity and it just might be what they need to change their mindset for the day. Until next time, this is your girl Tay. Always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.